ancient land of China, schools and the martial arts were a way of life, but none were as lethal as the one we are about to reveal. Five deadly venoms. A secret society, each man unknown to the other, identified only by a mask, representing one of nature's deadly assassins, the centipede, the snake, the scorpion, the lizard, and the toad. Five deadly venoms, five masters in the martial arts, each man pitted against the other in savage combat, and each trained in their own vicious method of killing. They practiced a special kind of kung fu, killing by instinct, with machine-like precision, lightning speed, and ruthless power, as ferocious and deadly as the venomous creatures from which it took its name, and whose stings were always fatal. Kill or be killed. Five deadly venoms. No mercy asked, none given, in a kung fu epic as brutal as nature itself. Five deadly venoms, survival of the fittest and kung fu action at its very best in the most spectacular martial arts program of the year. Five deadly venoms, five stinging ways to die. Pick your poison. You'll be stung to your seats. Don't miss Five Deadly Venoms, a Shaw Brothers presentation.
Theirs was a mission of certain death. Outnumbered and unarmed, they must get to the tyrant that enslaves their people. No weapon, no matter how lethal, can match their kung fu. Alexander Fusheng stars as the young martial arts expert pitted against a murderous warlord with a deadly kung fu skill. They live to fight and fight to live in a whirlwind of kung fu action. Four men sworn to battle to the death against these lawless legions of the damned. The Four Assassins.
Yeah. 帮咗我好多次，而且仲系我嘅救命恩人，我唔应该再拖累你噶啦。程明星，帮唔系白帮嘅，恩人未必唔系仇人。咩意思？卓一凡亲手杀死你怀疑嘅妻子，周围佢，你想报仇，去啦！
你是最好的，you do things with style. J.J. McQuaid is the best. He's a lone wolf lawman in the Lone Star State. Even a wolf has his weaknesses. And a powerful enemy. The final showdown belongs to McQuaid. Lone Wolf McQuaid, starring Chuck Norris, David Carradine, Barbara Carrera, and Leon Isaac Kennedy.
A box that opens doors to the pleasures of heaven or hell. It will bring you an experience beyond the limits.
Give me that box! Give me the box!
Hellraiser. He'll tear your soul apart. Rated R.
This is the movie that Rex Reed called the most horrifying motion picture I have ever seen. This film is positively ruthless in its attempt to drive you right out of your mind.
Sally, I hear something. Stop! Stop!
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. From New Line Cinema. Rated R.
Clint Eastwood. Dirty Harry.
Halt!
They call him Dirty Harry for lots of reasons.
Ah!
kept inventing new ones.
Don't pass out on me yet.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Clint Eastwood. Dirty Harry. Rated R.
Golden Arm.
Starts Friday, only in theaters.
Thank you.
Pleasure doing business with you.
我本来想推荐你上去，但系上头唔批准。
点解？
呢个人你应该好熟嘅。
我听日要走，后日去台湾嗰单嘢，咪带埋阿成咯，俾个机会啲后生仔啊嘛。
漫长路快要走过，
一朝做贼想做好人不容易。
我已经冇咗个细佬，我唔想连你个朋友都冇埋。阿杰，唔再叫我做阿杰，叫阿 Sir。
而家大把世界，有好多旧客要靠豪哥你拉翻嚟噶。
我哥系贼就唔系我啊！
这里已经不是我和你的世界。
你一动手，即刻转翻转头。
There is no hope, no chance, no possibility of escape. Delta Force gets the word.
It's a go. Take them down.
They're not after adventure or glory. They're fighting to save American lives.
No! You take one of us, you gotta take us all.
Chuck Norris, Lee Marvin. The Delta Force, rated R. Starts Friday, February 14th at theaters everywhere.
Chuck Norris returns in Missing in Action 2, The Beginning. American MIAs imprisoned and tortured. He's a soldier they couldn't hold.
None of you have ever escaped, and none of you will.
We're going in.
He's breaking out, leading his men, and fighting back. An American hero story continues. Chuck Norris, Missing in Action 2, The Beginning. Opens Friday, March 1st at a theater near you.
Death Wish 3. First, they took the streets. Then, they took it all. But their next target may be their last victim. Charles Bronson, where there is no justice, there can only be vengeance. Charles Bronson, Death Wish 3.
Now playing. Consult your listings.
Phantasm.We had to bring it back to life, just to kill you all over again. Phantasm, if you've died watching it before, this time it'll bury you. Phantasm is back to nail you for good. Rated R.
Return to the vanished kingdoms of ancient times. Journey through a lost empire of mad wizards. barbaric passions. Behold the saga of a legendary warrior, a loving father who has the power of a dozen armies in one sweep of his mystic blade. Vengeance. Massacre. And a man who became a demon. Shogun Assassin. One man and one child defy the most notorious masters of death on the planet. Like father, like son, meets the greatest team in the history of mass slaughter. Nothing on earth can match their infernal fury. Nothing on the screen can match this awesome spectacle of sword and sorcery. Shogun Assassin.
Of Top Gun and Beverly Hills Cop 2 comes a movie that will leave you breathless. Christian Slater, Patricia Arquette, Dennis Hopper, Val Kilmer, Gary Oldman, Brad Pitt, Christopher Walken. In a Tony Scott film, the critics are calling a Bonnie and Clyde for the 90s. True Romance. Rated R. Starts Friday, September 10th at a theater near you.
Follow my instructions and we all walk away from you.
Domino, you're with me on the side. Shepard, you cover the rear.
What are you walking down?
All we want is the money.
This is an inside job. 10 million in cash.
Let's go home right now.
What have I seen you do?
We're celebrity hostages.
Wow. Oh, thank God.
Domino, rated R. Now play.
Reservoir Dogs. Before Pulp Fiction. The original Men in Black shook the world of action cinema in the original A Better Tomorrow. Proudly presents the explosive bullet-ridden sequel, A Better Tomorrow 2. Hong Kong action mavericks John Woo and Choi Hawk take the heroic bloodshed genre to the next level and beyond in a violent symphony of destruction that is often imitated but never bettered. Chow Yun-Fat, Leslie Cheung, and T-Lon. A Better Tomorrow 2.
dirty bastard! All right, welcome to the show. I am the Hard Bastard, and we're going to start out with the hurricane that hits Florida. Hurricane Ian slammed into southwest Florida as a powerful Category 4 hurricane Wednesday afternoon after more than 2 million Floridians were given evacuation orders. With 150 mile per hour winds, Hurricane Ian is tied for the fourth strongest hurricane to ever hit the state, according to meteorologist Philip Klotzbeck. The National Hurricane Center said the hurricane was moving northeast at approximately 9 miles per hour and is expected to slow down and turn northeast on Thursday. The center for the hurricane is expected to make landfall late Wednesday afternoon, and the storm will emerge over the western Atlantic by Thursday. Well, I mean, this must be Wednesday's article. 28th, this is the 29th. So yeah, it's already in there. It did a lot of damage. If anyone got affected by this, thoughts and prayers. I forget what exact areas were affected, but it didn't look good. It looked like just complete devastation. So it's fucking crazy. Approximately 1 million Floridians lost power so far as the hurricane made landfall, with the majority of outages coming in Lee, Collier, and Sarasota counties. DeSantis warned that residents in those counties, if they chose to ignore evacuation orders, could no longer safely evacuate, and they needed to prepare themselves for a bumpy ride. He said, if they're in those counties, it's no longer possible to safely evacuate. It's time to hunker down and prepare for this storm. This is going to be a nasty day. 2 days, it's going to get a lot worse quickly, so please hunker down. Prior to hitting Florida, Hurricane Ian knocked Cuba's entire electrical grid offline, plunging the entire communist island into darkness. Obviously, the lunatic leftists argued that this is a result of climate change, white supremacy, and also it's discipline for liking DeSantis and Trump, and also they were upset that it didn't destroy Mar-a-Lago. So that's, there you go, normal, sane leftist responses to a hurricane. So this is, I thought this was pretty incredible. 70% of Americans are searching for extra work due to surging inflation. A majority of Americans say they're being forced to search for extra work as inflation increases the cost of living. And of course, the lunatic Biden White House claims that the economy is roaring, it's great, everything is great, life-changing economy. According to a recent survey by Blue Crew, a workforce service platform, 69% of Americans say they're actively looking for extra work hours, while 68% say they are reevaluating their current work situation. Furthermore, 72% of Americans say inflation has impacted how they view their job, and 57% say they sought new or additional roles in the past year as the cost of living has ballooned since 2021 under the Biden administration. 85% of Americans said skyrocketing prices are affecting their spending and buying habits. Rapid inflation is forcing people to look at not only how they're spending their money, but also how they're earning their money. According to CNBC, during the pandemic, fewer individuals were seeking work, but high inflation is driving a rebound in the labor force participation rates. While workers hope to take on extra work before the holiday shopping season, employers may not be as eager to hire due to recession fears and less consumer spending. As CNBC reported, Walmart is planning on hiring 40,000 workers this holiday season, which is drastically down from the 150,000 retail workers and 20,000 supply chain workers that were hired the previous year. That potentially puts the 58% of respondents who say they were interested in short-term work in a tight spot this holiday season. However, 65% did say they would consider opportunities that would go beyond the new year. Even though a large number of those surveyed cited work-life balance, 56%, schedule flexibility, 51%, and prioritizing my mental health, 39%, as priorities when considering a job, most considered wages and pay, 57%, as a priority for selecting a job. This was a survey conducted by more than 1,000 Americans. American workers. So it's not 70% of Americans, but 70% of the people that were surveyed, and that's fucking crazy. But no, it's the greatest economy ever. Joe Biden is the greatest, most popular president ever. Totally does not have dementia at all. One of Joe Biden's most demented days ever. I'm not a doctor, so it really isn't within my purview to say whether or not Joe Biden has dementia. I do have common sense, however, and I can say that Wednesday, September 28th, 2022, was one of the most demented days ever. By the way, he had one of these incidents today where he just started wandering off, and people were like, Mr. President, Mr. President, and he completely lost, just walking around in office, going up to people. It's amazing. Biden kickstarted the day by calling out to the dead. As reported, Biden thanked a handful of bipartisan officials for putting together the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health. During his acknowledgments, he asked, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? Biden was referring to Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who passed away last month in an automobile accident. He was totally unaware of his error. To make matters worse, White House press whore defended the statement as if it was a normal thing to say. The press whore said, she was on his mind. She was top of mind. Oh, there we go. A new propaganda phrase, top of mind. That's fantastic. She didn't find his comments confusing. Well, part of the problem is she's fucking retarded. See, so it's kind of like if Jen Psaki said that, okay? And I don't like Jen Psaki at all. But if she said that, like she lied. She was a nonstop liar. The press whore now, of course, is a liar, but is very dumb. She can barely speak. She's ridiculous. And have you noticed she does this thing when she's thinking where her eyes kind of like her eyeballs like flutter? That's how fucking dumb she is. When she's trying to like put together thoughts, her eyes start twitching. That's a fucking stupid person. I don't even know if that's a real thing, but that's what, you know, it looks like to me. Anyway, it's just it's a hell of a thing. The only way the gaffe isn't confusing is if Biden has a hidden medical diagnosis relating to his cognitive abilities. That would explain quite a lot about Biden's actions. Next, Biden's wife, Jill, must have been reading the Daily Wire because she helped Biden make it off the stairs after giving a speech on Wednesday. Last week, this author pondered in a column, why does Biden constantly wander around aimlessly after speeches? It would be one thing if this was a one-off occurrence, but the Mr. Magoo-esque podium exit has become a hallmark of the 46th president's time in office, the column stated. He had another one today. The author also asked, if Joe Biden were your dad, would you let him live on his own, while putting forth the notion that the First Lady and Biden's family were committing elder abuse? Well, on Wednesday, Jill was seen directing Biden away from the podium in the Rose Garden. You go down here, Jill can be heard saying while guiding her husband. Seems Jill got the memo that she can't in good conscience let Biden meander around. He isn't in the old folks' home. He's in the Oval Office. Maybe next she'll get him to resign. Then there's the actual substance of Biden's big event on starvation. The president promised on Wednesday he would end hunger in America by 2030. As it currently stands, more Americans are going hungry under Biden's watch as inflation eats away at their ability to purchase food. If he can't even handle it now, how is the federal government going to solve the problem through a series of welfare programs? It's sort of reminiscent of this old clip of then San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom. In 2008, he promised to end homelessness within 10 years. Amazing. That's amazing. In March 2005, the Golden Gate City had 6,248 homeless individuals and many more who bounced between permanent housing and the streets. Since then, the city has spent billions of dollars on the issue. In 2022, the city had nearly 8,000 vagrants. In other words, Newsom's big government spending plan epically failed. As such will be the case with Biden's plan to end food hunger. Big government programs never really work, but that doesn't matter to Biden. What matters is expanding government power, even if he isn't quite all there or calling the shots to make it happen. Between the half-baked government programs, Biden's not-so-secret senility, and Jean Pierre's blatant lies, it is insulting how dumb this White House thinks that Americans are. The president is batty, everyone can see it. Yeah, he's completely gone. He's completely gone. You know, it's interesting. So I've never lived in an area where there was homelessness. I never lived in like rich areas. I've always lived in like working class areas. But like, I really have. I mean, there are kind of like, you know, like the crazy people. You might have experienced this. Like, there were always crazy people that wandered around Like, there was this woman that we called Crazy Mary because she would wander the streets in her nightgown. And what was weird is, like, people, like, let her. They were just like, oh, there's Crazy Mary walking around in her nightgown. Or I remember there was this guy that would always walk around. Like, no matter where you went in the area, at some point you would see this guy. You would just see this guy walking down the street. And there was a backstory, like, kind of, like, blew his brains out on drugs and was just completely gone. But, like, he wasn't, you know, they just, I don't know. It was like a couple, not that big of a deal, you know. I think there's a homeless dude. He might not be homeless, but he's out of his fucking mind. So I was at Panera minding my own business, and this guy comes in. I see this guy all the time. He's always like, he always has a whole bunch of shit with him that makes me think that he's homeless. I don't give a shit. Like, sorry, you're homeless. You know, it's nothing I can do for you. But anyway, so I'm sitting in there. And he doesn't sit next to me. He sits like kind of, I wasn't at a table. There are like these chairs. It's just like chairs with a table at the center if you have to like plug your laptop in. So I'm sitting there. So there's another chair and it's kind of open. So we're in like close proximity. But it wasn't like unacceptable for him to sit there. It's not like I was sitting at one of these tables and then like he just sat at the same table. That'd be weird. So it wasn't like that. But anyway, so I'm like, whatever. And then all of a sudden I notice that he starts bobbing his head. And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Bobbing his head. And then I'm thinking, is he bobbing his head to the music? And then I notice he starts talking to himself. And he's making hand gestures. There's nothing I love more than crazy people that talk to themselves. That's phenomenal. I love when that happens. And the problem was that I was so close to, you know, his vicinity that, like, I was like, how do I not laugh? And then I'm like, well, would he even notice? This guy's out of his mind. Is he even going to notice you're laughing? So I was in this awkward situation where I'm like trying not to laugh, but this guy's making these hand gestures and he's talking. He's like, oh yeah, well yeah, that'll be a good one, you know, stuff like that. It was cracking me up, but you know, I didn't want to like be rude. But anyway, wasn't as good as the nice day guy at Aldi. That was hilarious, because the best part about crazy people is when they're loud and then you watch the other people pretend it's not happening. That's the best. That is the best. You look at people and they're pretending. They don't hear this guy screaming out, nice day, nice day, in Aldi, in line. Fantastic. Anyway, whatever. Moving on. I thought of that because of the homeless thing, but that's about it. Okay, so now this was a little surprising that the press, like, they're all whores and they're all irredeemable. And, like, Ducey is okay, but, you know, whatever. But anyway, apparently this insulted their